Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, May 8th, Pope Francis holds his Wednesday General Audience in the Vatican. He invites the faithful to pray the rosary to obtain peace in our broken world, and the Pope urges parish priests to become missionaries of synodality. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov. Turning to our top story, Pope Francis recalled the wars plaguing the world this morning. At his Wednesday General Audience, during his Italian greetings, he entrusted the conflicts around the world, especially the ongoing wars, to Mary on this feast day of Our Lady of Pompeii, as he urged the faithful to pray the rosary this month dedicated to Mary. He also told Polish pilgrims to turn to their nation's patron, Saint Stanislaus, whose feast day in Poland is also today, urging them to pray to him for the gift of peace. Devin Watkins has more.
Pope Francis has invited the faithful to pray for the intercession of the Blessed Mother and Saint Stanislaus of Krakow for peace in war-torn areas. At his Wednesday General Audience in St. Peter's Square, the Pope entrusted to the Virgin Mary people suffering from wars and conflicts around the world, and he invited the faithful to rediscover the great value of praying the Rosary. He recalled that Catholics are celebrating the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, which falls in May, the month dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today, he noted, the Church raises the prayer of supplication to Our Lady of the Rosary of Pompeii.
Invito tutti a invocare l'intercessione di Maria.
I invite everyone, he said, to invoke Mary's intercession so that the Lord may grant peace to the whole world, especially to the dear and martyred Ukraine and to Palestine, Israel, and Myanmar. The Holy Father went on to entrust young people, the sick, the elderly, and newlyweds to Our Lady. He also recalled that Poland observes the feast of its patron saint, Saint Stanislaus of Krakow, on Wednesday. The Pope encouraged the Polish faithful to ask for his intercession for peace for Europe and the world. While the Universal Church celebrates his feast day on April 11th, his home country of Poland celebrates him nationally on May 8th, the day of his death in 1079 when he was killed in hatred of the faith. The Pope said that St. John Paul II wrote of St. Stanislaus that from high in heaven he shared in the sufferings and hopes of Poland, sustaining its survival, especially during the Second World War. Before offering his blessing, Pope Francis concluded by praying that the intercession of St. Stanislaus may obtain the gift of peace in Europe and throughout the world, especially in Ukraine and the Middle East. I'm Devin Watkins.
And as the Holy Father had remembered the war in the Holy Land, we turn to the latest developments in Gaza. In this report, Nathan Morley shares with us that Israel says it has reopened one of the main crossing points into Gaza just days after a Hamas rocket attack.
A government statement said Kerem Shalom would be used for the entry of humanitarian aid from Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli bombardment of southern Gaza continued overnight following Israel's seizure of the vital Rafah crossing with Egypt. Palestinian medical staff say seven members of a family were killed in one single airstrike. Meanwhile, humanitarian workers say that there are also concerns about food shortages. Nabal Farzak from the Palestinian Red Crescent Society says not enough aid trucks are getting through.
Since the beginning of the war, we emphasized that the aid trucks that were allowed to get into Gaza, even when both crossing Kerem Abu Salem and Rafah crossing were both open, it was not enough. It was not even near the number of the needed aid trucks. We were getting almost 200 aid trucks, while before the war we were getting 500 trucks.
With more than a million displaced Palestinians sheltering in Rafah, the UN and Western powers have warned that a major ground offensive could have a devastating humanitarian consequence on the region. The upsurge in violence comes as delegations from Israel and Hamas are due to resume ceasefire negotiations in Cairo. Israel launched a military campaign in Gaza to destroy Hamas in response to the group's cross-border attack on southern Israel on October the 7th last year, during which about 1,200 people were killed and more than 250 others were taken hostage. Since then, more than 34,700 people have been killed in Gaza. That's according to the territory's Hamas-run health ministry. As tensions continue to escalate in Gaza, the UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has once again called for Israel and Hamas to demonstrate political courage and work towards securing a ceasefire. Speaking to reporters at the UN headquarters in New York, Mr. Guterres highlighted the critical situation in the Gaza Strip, especially in Rafah, which borders Egypt and is currently overwhelmed with displaced Palestinians. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Staying with the general audience, the Pope reflected on the theological virtue of hope as he continued his cycle of catecheses on the vices and the virtues. Christopher Wells reports.
Che la speranza è la risposta offerta al nostro cuore.
Hope is the answer offered to the heart when it ponders the question of our final destiny, Pope Francis said at the general audience on Wednesday. Focusing on the second of the three theological virtues, the Holy Father acknowledged that a negative answer to questions about the meaning of life will inevitably lead to sadness. Without hope, he said, many people give up on life, and all the other virtues risk crumbling and ending up in ashes. Quoting Benedict XVI, Pope Francis said, only when the future is certain as a positive reality does it become possible to live in the present as well. Christians realize that hope does not come from their own merit, Pope Francis said. If they believe in the future, it is because Christ died and rose again and gave us his Spirit. The Pope explained that hope is a theological virtue precisely because it does not emanate from us, but is a gift that comes directly from God. Pope Francis went on, saying, the world today is in great need of this Christian virtue.
De questa virtù cristiana, il mondo oggi ha tanto bisogno.
At the same time, the world also needs patience, a virtue that walks in close contact with hope. Those who are patient, the Pope said, are weavers of goodness, always stubbornly desiring peace. In particular, Pope Francis said that hope is the virtue of the young at heart, recalling the New Testament example of Simeon and Anna, who encountered the newborn Messiah in the temple. Pope Francis concluded his catechesis by calling on the faithful to go forward and ask for the grace to have hope, hope with patience.
Andiamo avanti e chiediamo al Signore ci dia questa grande virtù della speranza accompagnata dalla pazienza.
And he invited them to always look to the final encounter, always see that the Lord is always near to us, and that death will never, ever be victorious. I'm Christopher Wells.
Before the general audience, Pope Francis reflected on the need for new models of action for fair, just, and dignified work for all people, and highlighted the urgency of good policies for migrants. The need to ensure dignified and decent work in all sectors and for all workers was at the heart of the Holy Father's remarks as he received participants in an expert consultation organized by the International Catholic Migration Commission with the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development. Linda Bordoni reports.
Addressing the group engaged in the project Care is Work, Work is Care on Wednesday morning, Pope Francis thanked them for their involvement over the past 6 years in reflecting on new models of action for fair, just and dignified work for all workers. And he encouraged advancement to the next phase of the project. The future of work, Labour After Laudato Si project, he said, represents a significant effort to address contemporary challenges. There's a real need, he continued, to pool all our personal and institutional resources in order to attempt an adequate interpretation of the social context in which we move, seeking to grasp its potential, while at the same time recognising in advance those systemic ills that can become social plagues. In particular, he addressed the relationship between dignified work and migration, saying that the contributions migrants make to the economic and social development of host countries call for decisive countering of negative stereotypes. Many people emigrate in search of work, he said, while others do because they find themselves forced to flee their countries of origin, often rent by violence and poverty. And he noted that migrants can provide a precious antidote to our falling birth rates, but must be offered just and equal life and work conditions. He stressed the importance of focusing on dignified work and social justice to combat social inequalities and warned against passively accepting societal inequity. In conclusion, Pope Francis underscored the imperative of a just ecological transition, urging a rethink of the types of work promoted to ensure care for our common home. We need to rethink the kinds of work that must be invested on in the future for the sake of care for creation, especially in terms of the sources of energy that they require. I'm Linda Bordoni.
Also today, following Pope Francis's meeting with parish priests in Rome last week, the Holy See Press Office has released a mandate of Pope Francis. The Holy Father begins the mandate, which is addressed to priests who attended the parish priests for the synod meeting, by asking for their help in view of the second session of the Synod of Bishops. The Pope emphasizes the importance of last week's meeting in Rome, but states that it's not enough. We must do more, he said, if we wish to involve a larger number of priests in the synodal dynamism, he writes. Therefore, today I ask you to become missionaries of synodality with your fellow parish priests once you return home. And he offers concrete suggestions as to how the priests could encourage synodality. You could visit the Vatican News website for more information. And looking ahead to later this year in September, Pope Francis will travel to Asia and Oceania, specifically to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Timor-Leste, and Singapore. The logos and mottos for these visits released today offer a glimpse into this upcoming journey, which will be the Pope's longest ever thus far. Let's hear from Joseph Tulloch.
The Vatican has released the official logos and mottos for the Pope's upcoming visit to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. The Pope's journey to the continent is scheduled to take place from the 2nd to the 13th of September this year. Francis will land in Jakarta, Indonesia, on the 3rd of September, remaining there until the 6th. The logo for this visit features the Pope with his hand raised in blessing, standing in front of a golden Garuda, or a sacred eagle, which has been depicted in a manner reminiscent of traditional Indonesian batik fabric. Inlaid in the eagle is a map of Indonesia, an archipelago characterized by a great variety of ethnic and social groups, languages, cultures, and religious beliefs. The apostolic journey has been given the motto Faith, Fraternity, Compassion. Next, the Pope will travel to Papua New Guinea, where he will remain until the 9th of September. The centrepiece of the logo for this visit is a cross, depicted in colours meant to evoke Papua New Guinea's sunrises and sunsets. The motto for this part of the apostolic journey is Pray, inspired by the disciples' request to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. After Papua New Guinea, Pope Francis will travel to East Timor, remaining there until the 11th. In the centre of the logo for this journey, we see Pope Francis with his hand raised in blessing. Above, written in an arc, is the motto of the papal visit, May your faith be your culture, an exhortation to the Timorese people to live out their faith according to their culture and traditions. The Pope's final stop will be the island nation of Singapore, which he'll visit from the 11th to the 13th of September. The logo for this apostolic journey depicts a stylized cross, inspired by the star that guided the Magi, as well as by the Eucharist and by the five stars on the flag of Singapore. On either side of the cross is the motto of the apostolic journey, Unity, Hope. The word unity expresses communion and harmony among believers, while the word hope suggests that the apostolic journey will be a beacon for Christians in the region, especially those who experience discrimination and persecution. I'm Joseph Tulloch.
And that's all for this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our Vatican News web portal at www.vaticannews.va and also to catch the latest updates on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Many thanks go to our sound engineer in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.